for the Purpose Critique Review Education Always Positive Vibe, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents.
Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerd host.
And this is New Jersey, Jersey Mike, the second co-host. And I'm looking at, what are we doing today? Something reminds me of your license plate.
You know, that's the thing. Here's what
I told you that 2 years ago. You thought I was fucking nuts. Tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is. Okay, so Weezer is all over the map right now. Two albums out. They're on tour with the Pixies for the summertime. I didn't realize it. Wait a minute. Looking down on my license plate. Number. WZR.
Does it get better than Weezer?
I got Weezer on my license plate, and I didn't plan that. But what's funny is I tell you, it's like, guess what I discovered? I told you 2 years ago. So anyway, we said we're going to do is going to take a look at probably 10 of the neat videos that have been going on with Weezer for the last year or currently. What's going on from their live shows, some of their music videos, talk about them. Now you're wondering, why are they reviewing music videos? Because we are encouraging you to go on YouTube, punch in the word Weezer, and just start watching whatever comes up in a playlist and enjoy it. Because they are, I'm going to say it, they're our age, they're nerds too, because when you see these videos, you're going to see why they're kind of nerds as well.
Watch Weezer.
So our first
watch
one.
Watch Weezer.
Our first one is going to be their single, the first single and video that they released back on October 11th, 2018 for Can't Knock the Hustle. This video, okay, the guy driving is not Rivers Cuomo. It looks like him, but it's Fall Out Boy, the band Fall Out Boy's Pete Wentz, looking like Rivers Cuomo. None of the band members are in the video. You're going to hear the word hasta luego, adios. That's Spanish for see you later and goodbye. It's kind of based on like a Uber Lyft thing. It's pretty funny. So let's do it.
Five-star review. Pineappleman, for when life comes at you fast.
Pineapple man, pineapple apple, lemon cinnamon.
What did you think the first time you saw the video?
I actually thought they were phoning some chick telling me, what are you, sexy you hot librarian? I thought that was your phone. Am I texting you?
That was the text in the video. All right, so, and you know, they make it look like a commercial or something at the end. Now, if you go watch another video, the Hasta Luego, they make it a website.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
HastaLuego.com. It says, text your number and we will come pick you up, buddy, or something like that. So I'm like, let's see what happens. So I went and let me find it here. What number was it? There we go. So, Hasta Luego Rideshare, 323-285-9472. I decided to text it. It sends back basically like a little commercial. It says, welcome to the Black Metal Hub, darkest part of the web we've ever seen. Have a look around, satisfaction not necessarily guaranteed. And then it goes into a website where you can sign up. Verify my... I stopped right there. I think it's some... It's obviously a Weezer promotion that they're doing, because they always do a lot of weird stuff, which is cool.
Yes, it is.
So,
especially with all the spoofing and scamming and all the, you know, third-party calls,
yes,
and everything from all over the world now. So it's pretty fitting.
So I went ahead and texted it. If you want to text it, do it at your own risk. So brings us to our next video. Comes to our next video, which is really cool, because they love to go back to their culture of their childhood, like what we'd like to do.
Yeah,
talk about
that's
stuff.
Pretty sweet.
This is their video for High as a Kite. You're going to know what it is. Read the red letters, because it's Mr. Rivers Neighborhood.
To won't be coming down.
Mr. Rivers Neighborhood.
I think in today's modern world of trippiness, that just brings you back to your childhood and up to present date. It doesn't get more correct than that for most of us.
It just moses into that darker part, like where the little kids are. This is the kind of MTV video you would be watching over and over and over in 1986.
Yep.
Over and over again. So, next one. They did an appearance on Jimmy Fallon at the start of the month. They did three different things with him. The first thing they did on Jimmy Fallon, they did a thing with the classroom instruments. You know, where the band The Roots, they get all the classroom instruments.
The triangle.
Yeah, the little xylophone. They did a version of Take On Me.
Oh, nice. Okay,
we're not playing that video. Jimmy Fallon also has his little barbershop quartet that he has called the Guy Gals or whatever something. I don't know. They did like an a cappella version of Buddy Holly.
We're not playing that one.
We're not playing that one. Okay. Well, we're going to play something from the Jimmy Fallon. That's going to be number four. But we're going to play number three is from a few days before, actually, after, I don't know if it was before or after, when they were in Washington, D.C. At a club called the Black Cat. They did an a cappella version of Buddy Holly, just the four of them, without Jimmy Fallon, which I find a little more fun, to tell you the honest truth. So here we are.
Just like Buddy Holly. And that's for all of time. That's for all of time. Me, you are just like Buddy Holly. Oh, 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 and you're very tired, boy. I don't care what they say about us anyway. I don't care about
poorly labeled on YouTube. I'm going to post it on Instagram because it's short and I think that it needs to be seen. You may not have seen that yet. And it's a good audio one from that angle. There's another video of it from a different angle from like the left side of the audience. Audio not so good. That's one. Whoever filmed that, that's kind of from the right side. I'm going to share that on
Instagram.
We
just saw head guy from Revenge of the Nerds again.
Yeah.
What was his name? Skolnick?
I can't remember.
I think he's back. He reminds you of...
Well, I think of The Simpsons, the B-Sharps. Remember when they were...
Looks like the nerd, the head guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The president. It's
the glasses.
Yeah. Wow. You get that, Simpsons? I get that? What else do you get?
You can just tell they have so much fun doing that. They're probably doing that at the end of the show, I'm going to guess. So, to our fourth one. Now, this is what they were doing on Jimmy Fallon. Live version, stage version from the song Living in L.A. from the Black Album.
Performing Living in L.A. from their new Black Album. Give it up for Weezer!
I'm back in black, no one to hold my hand. It seems that we're together but alone. And now I know we're going down a slippery slope. I wonder what it's like out there when my eyes are like faraway spaceships. When you are a sealed up door, there's gotta be more to our lives than this. This girl I like, I'm talking about this.
conscience fools, and we took the bait. We sacrificed our lives for rock and roll. Je ne sais pas, burning at the stake. We never really had a choice at all. I wonder what it's like out there. My eyes are like faraway spaceships. When you are a sealed up door, there's gotta be more to our lives than this. This girl I like, talking about this girl I like. But I feel so lonely, feel so lonely. Yeah, I'm living in LA. This girl I like, I'm talking about this girl I like. But I feel so lonely, feel so lonely. Yeah, I'm living in LA. Looking for a fight, looking for a fight. And I'm still trying to figure out my life, pretending we don't want each other. Talking about this girl I like. But I feel so lonely, feel so lonely. Yeah, I'm living.
Because it's like a good old garage band song. Pure honesty. I love it when they do the stuff on the live TV because it's like live without a net.
Just like I said, when you're like 22, 23.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, oh, this is all that's life. Watch that next day. You go to work. Hey, you want to go out? Some chick or group of people. Let's go listen to this and see it. Like, cool shit.
So, brings us to our last song. So, the very first, they just, March 1st was when they released the Black Album. They actually released the first song for it back in September. Everybody knew the Black Album was coming in May, but they got it here by March. This is a song called California Snow. It was a song in the movie soundtrack for the movie called Spell.
Oh, wow.
If you want to find out what that movie Spell is about, go Google it, because I'm not going to do it for you. The video of this is basically shows a guy on the beach making not snow angels, but sand angels.
Oh, this is sweet.
Over and over on a loop. That's all the video is. I think it's worthwhile because actually when sometimes the bands will put a video up of what their new song is, it's just a picture of the band. And that's it. I like this even though it's a loop on it over and over. It's worthwhile. So here is California Snow, released from September 19th of last year.
Rock soft with a big stick. Woo! When I play guitar, it's sick. Woo! This is the definition of flow. Woo! Nobody codes this. Woo! California snow.
All right, even though it's the guy, just constant loop, the guy's laying in the sand making not snow angels but sand angels, it's a cool video.
Yes, it is.
Because you kind of, you know what, GIFs, GIF, they loop, and we always get attracted to it like a cat does staring at a fish in the gold fish bowl, waiting for something different to happen. Nothing different's going to happen. The cat's going to keep staring at the fish in the goldfish bowl, waiting and waiting and no.
Have a good night, everybody.